You are listening to Rec Talks, a podcast about recruitment and related topics. Here, we interview some of the sharpest, most knowledgeable and inspiring people in the industry. Short, concise and fun. Rec Talks is hosted by Radin Golrok, who has extensive experience from the recruitment and consulting industries. The podcast is produced by RefUp, the market leader in digital reference checking. Welcome to Rec Talks.
Hi and welcome to Rec Talks. I'm Radin Golrok from RefUp. With me today is Benjamin Warburg from Aspect. Very welcome, Benjamin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Great to have you on. For those who don't know, a brief introduction about you. You have worked several years within the TA industry and also the founder of a TA company focused on the AI application of TA.
Yeah, that's right. So, like you said, I'm the founder of a company called Aspect, which is an AI co-pilot for interviews. And really the idea behind Aspect is that, you know, the interview is the engine behind, you know, in a way, organizational growth, because it powers many of the decisions we make on who to hire. But yet it's stuck in the dark ages. Like, it's very biased. We make a lot of hiring mistakes. We rely heavily on notes and memories. So we were really frustrated with that. And that's why we built Aspect, which really unlocks interviews and help you, you know, not having to take notes and move faster. But really, it is born out of my and many others' frustration around the interview process. And in a past life, like you said, I was a recruiter on the agency side, and I did over 1,000 interviews and hundreds of placements. And I was just really frustrated with, you know, my own experience having to take all these notes and capture everything that happened, but also saw that the interview had a lot of problems in the process at large. Like, companies have very little insights into what's happening, and a lot of mistakes are being made. So that's sort of a short background on that. Yeah.
Excellent. So, having focused on the AI side of TA for the last few years,
right?
I think today we'll focus on how can AI help me as a talent acquisition professional, right?
Yeah, definitely. So,
will it take my job?
I mean, that's the question, right? Yeah. I think, you know, unless you've been living under a rock, which you haven't, you know that AI is changing almost all industries in many different ways. And the question that we get a lot from people in TA is, okay, I understand that this is a massive change, but how will it affect me? And I think one of the main questions is, just like you said, the fear may be around, you know, what are the risks? Will it actually take my job? And I think the short answer is, you don't have to worry about AI taking your job or automating away everything, but you should probably worry about, you know, other TA professionals or professionals in general who leverage AI. And if you're not doing it, you definitely risk being left behind. So I think that's the question, like, okay, how can I use these tools to serve me and my team and my organization in a meaningful way, instead of sort of leaning into the fear part of it?
Excellent. So AI is something we can actually leverage to keep up with the pace and even sometimes stay ahead of the pace.
Yeah, definitely.
So how do I go about that? Like, where do I start if I'm at ground zero today? Like, I have just a basic notion of AI, but not really a clue on how to implement it in my day-to-day work.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I do think that's also, like, if you look at the polls, like, almost all senior leadership want to use AI, and they know that it's a productivity boost, but the question is always, like, how? And it can be difficult even if you're not at the starting point, but at the starting point, I think it makes sense to just very shortly define what we mean when we say AI, because it's such a broad term. And today what we mean, we mean the large language models. Like, OpenAI has large language models, ChatGPT is based on a large language model. And essentially, it's a model that has been trained on all the available data on the internet, almost. So everything up to a point. So we can think of these models as like huge libraries where it has all the knowledge in it, and we can actually ask for it, right? So that's what you do if you use ChatGPT. You give an instruction and you get a response based on that knowledge. And that is essentially what we mean when we say AI. We're talking about different interactions with these models for different purposes, but essentially that's what we're doing. Like, we're extracting information or using information in some way for specific purposes. So if you're starting at sort of level one, I would suggest going to one of these larger chat type of interfaces. ChatGPT is an excellent choice. And just maybe go in with a few different ideas on, maybe you're wondering, can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? And you just try it out. And pretty likely the answer is going to be yes in all those cases. It just depends on, you know, what you want to get out of it. So that's a good starting point.
So it might be easy stuff like, how can I improve my job ads or stuff like that?
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, the use cases are almost endless. So as long as you have an idea of what you want to accomplish, I'm sure you could accomplish it to some extent.
Yeah, and also talking or chatting with these applications, can I just go ahead and do that without thinking about, you know, possible consequences, or are there stuff to be wary about?
Yeah, definitely stuff that you'd be aware about, especially on an organizational level. So depending on what setup you have with, let's say, ChatGPT, for example, the model can actually sometimes be trained on the data you send it. So you should be very careful not to send any sensitive data, any personal data, or anything that's proprietary and shouldn't be shared in general. So that is something you have to look that up with your admins if you're not one yourself. But there are ways that you can work even with ChatGPT, for example, but you need to be at an enterprise level. So you should be careful about the information you send in. But unless it has elements of those things, then yeah, you're good to go.
So if I'm not doing it in a playful manner, is it a recommendation to have the enterprise edition?
I mean, my personal recommendation would be to look at this at an organizational level. Yeah. Like, if you're an organization that want to leverage AI, I believe 100% you should have a plus subscription on some of these, let's say ChatGPT, for every single employee, because the productivity boost is so big that it's like, it's a no-brainer investment decision. Yeah. But you have to have somebody who believes that also, of course.
Could you give some examples, like how can it leverage my work? How can it boost me in this manner?
So let's take a TA, for example. Yeah. And I think the more you define it, the more clear it is. So I think you had a great example, like the job description. Mm-hmm. So maybe you have a template or sort of template that you use. Maybe you have an example of, okay, you know, we have hundreds of job descriptions before for different roles. And maybe you have some data even, like this one performed really well. I'm not sure exactly what it was, or maybe you are sure. But you can take your best job description, for example, maybe even for a specific role. So let's say you were hiring a back-end engineer, and you had a job description that performed at some point really well. You could take that job description, explain in your instructions that, you know, we use this, it performed really well. Now we have a similar position. Here's a description of that one. Can you give me 5 different variations based on this template? And you will get 5 different variations. And then you can just have a conversation type of style with the chat model and just continue to work with it. So the way I think about it in that sense is, it's really like having a personal assistant. It really listens to you. Mm-hmm. So your instructions matter, right? But that's a great use case, the job description.
Yeah. And if I want to take it to the next level, like, how can I really stand out from the crowd? Do you have any examples of that? Is for example, is ChatGPT the only application I could use, or is there like next level stuff?
The short answer, there's a lot of next level stuff. And back to what I said previously, like, the more specific you are in the use case, the more powerful the AI is, because it really listens to instructions. So the more you can narrow it down, the better it's going to be at that specific job. So if you're just looking for a general, like I said, like a general chat-based kind of anything goes, the ChatGPT is great. There are other models as well, like Claude, Bard has one, or Google has one called Bard. But if you're looking for a specific solution, so maybe you're looking for a solution in TA or sales or whatever, then you should go and look at vertical products. Yeah. So products specifically built for specific workflows that are also integrated with the workflows and the tools. So for TA, of course, you can look at different parts of the funnel, but let's say sourcing. So there are a couple of great products now that look at LinkedIn profiles, GitHub profiles, essentially all online profiles. You put in job descriptions and so on, and maybe a template, and it helps you generate personalized outreach messages to candidates at scale. Yeah. And it's like specifically built for this. You could do similar workflow if you had all that info in ChatGPT for like one email, But products like that are specifically built for one thing or a couple of things is where you're gonna unlock almost all of the value. Yeah.
Actually, being a former tech recruiter myself, this is a bit of the feedback I get from friends and people I know within the industry, that they get very many emails on LinkedIn and similar applications, and they barely even look at them because they find them quite boring. Mm. Because they don't stand out, it's all the, you know, the same template-ish.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so I guess like AI could be a way to leverage that also as a sourcer.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the upside of leveraging AI as a sourcer now is very big. But I do think, like, yes, it really has a huge impact, but the fundamentals still, like, they have a huge impact as well. Like, you need to know why a person would be interested in a job role. You need to know what sort of expressions and tone of voice, etc., work for the people you're trying to reach, so that you can help the AI give you those responses. But if you're just doing it like sloppily, you will not have good results. So it's all about what you put into it also.
Yeah. I think there's also like sometimes a problem with ads or different type of communication not being very inclusive to maybe women or minorities, and I think there are applications that address those issues also.
Yeah, definitely, and that's another, text transformation is a whole field within, you know, what you can do with these models, and I think that's a very exciting part of it, like actually looking through all your written communication and checking it for, what biases do we have here, and how can we correct it? And I think job descriptions is probably one of the more affected areas in this regard. So yeah, this makes it easier to go the way you want to go.
So you said previously that if I would want to like be more interested in a specific field, I should look at that vertical, and like, let's say that I want to know more about interviewing. Mm. Obviously, aspect would be a possibility, but how do I do that type of search? Is it through one of these generative chat models? Is it through Google? Like, how do I get about just to orientate myself in the landscape of different tech providers? Mm.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think the answer changes because the landscape is so fastly moving. But there are a couple of very good like landscape overviews. So, for example, you might look at one where a lot of different boxes, and one box is like the TA, and then within that you'll have different things. You'll find Aspect, and you'll find companies doing like the sourcing part. So I think you'll just have to start from the top and search for, you know, a generative AI companies in your vertical. And I think that's a good start, definitely.
Excellent. And as I spoke to you off camera, like, this is a short and crisp format. So having reached this far, is it something, do you find anything like specific that we've missed to address, or like this shouldn't be missed when talking about AI within talent acquisition?
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about this for ages, I feel like. But if nothing else, I just want to say that, I mean, I know many people believe this is, that AI is hyped and so on. I believe the opposite. I believe it's underhyped. And I think if you're not using, I think you'd be well served to have like an open tab of ChatGPT every day just to start using AI, because once you start using it for specific use cases, you will realize that it's good for almost everything, but it is as good as you will allow it to be. So if nothing else, just start there, and I think you'll be on your way to find a bunch of use cases for you, your team, and the organization at large as well.
Great. Thank you for being with us and on Rec Talks, Benjamin.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Rec Talks with Radin Goldrock, a podcast produced by RefUp. If you want to get in touch with us, email info@refup.se.